Yeah, I mean, there's a variety of theories on why the arms go. A fabulous book was written by Jeff Passan. His dad, Rich Passan, was a sports writer for the Plain Dealer for many years. Jeff grew up in Cleveland, now is I believe he writes for Yahoo Sports, but it's called The Arm. And Jeff has gone through all these histories of Tommy John surgery and talked to all these guys, and is 100 pitches, is that what you should throw, or should it be 90 or 110? And you know what he discovered? They don't know. They don't know. The one thing you don't want to do is how they do it in Japan. They have high school pitchers throwing 140 pitches a year, a game. No, that's not good. You don't want a 16-year-old arm throwing 140 pitches. Now, I think he was onto something, and he probably could have even carried it out farther to make his point. When I played high school ball, and granted it was 100 years ago, but even guys who played 20 years ago played high school ball, you didn't have high school coaches and everything with radar guns. Now you do. You go to a game, there's some 14, 15-year-old out there, and here's the radar gun. Kid sees the radar gun. He wants to get the highest reading possible. And so what's he do? He tries to throw too hard. In fact, some of the best pitchers, yes, I could throw at 98 miles an hour, but if I could throw at 93 where I'm supposed to, I'm better off. And also, it's better for your arm. A legendary pitching coach, his name Leo Mazzoni with the Braves, when they had Tom Glavine and Maddox and all those, in fact, all the pitching staff that beat the Indians in the 95 World Series, in the 90s dominated. Jarrett Wright was a pitcher with the Indians. He was a young, hard thrower, came up, started Game 7, the 1997 World Series. Hurt his shoulder, hurt his elbow. The Braves pick him up. And he says, he's in the bullpen with Mazzoni. And he's trying to show that his arm's strong and how hard. He goes, Mazzoni, no, Kit, this is not going to work for you. And he had the catcher just set up on the low in the outside corner. He goes, throw a pitch there. And what they did, they spent a whole month trying to find out what speed he can consistently throw a pitch to hit the low in the outside corner. He won 14 games in a comeback with the Braves. Unfortunately, hurt his arm about a year later. But he said it was a whole new world of pitching. Find the proper speed to hit my proper spots as opposed to, and never look at the radar gun. Kid, don't look at the readings. But it just seems like, you know, and as a writer, I'm guilty of saying, but he throws 98 miles an hour.
So what does Clevinger throw?
He throws like 97, 95, 94. But that's the thing with him. Sometimes his control is off. So that'll be, will he find the total comfort zone? By the way, he had Tommy John elbow surgery early in his career and has come back from that. But a lot of guys, Danny Salazar had Tommy John surgery 2010. We'll see how that, you know, plays out for him. But when you read this book, The Arm by Jeff Passan, you find out sometimes these guys have it two times. Sometimes they even have it three times.